Our economy is fueled by the stuff we buy and sell. You know that, and includes all kinds of transactions. Transactions by individuals, by businesses, and governments. And nowadays, most of these transactions don't include cash. They either use credit or, increasingly, online services such as PayPal or other mobile pay applications. And think about it. When was the last time you paid for something significant with cash? So in our credit-based world, an individual's credit score is an all-important factor in making credit transactions affordable at low interest rates. Now, while we use credit or debit cards for routine transactions, big-ticket items such as mortgages or cars require new lines of credit, with lenders calling credit rating agencies to check on your credit scores. But each time there is a hard inquiry, this so-called hard inquiry, your credit score takes a hit. But how much of a hit do your scores really take? Well, the answer is a bit, but not too much. It's typical for the score to drop 5 to 10 points after a hard credit inquiry. But there's a little bit more to it behind the scenes. So I want to talk about how applying for credit can affect you. So the hit isn't the same for everyone because your history with credit matters a lot. With hard inquiries, the change in your score depends on factors such as how long you've been using the credit and whether your credit report includes any late payments, delinquencies, and so on. An inquiry's effect on your credit score also depends on what you're applying for. Many scoring models combine multiple credit inquiries, and this is a fancy way of saying they put things such as a mortgage, auto, or student loan inquiries together. And that allows consumers to shop around for the best rate without worrying about how much each inquiry might ding their score. Depending on the scoring model, the rate shopping period, in which multiple inquiries count as one, can vary between 14 and 45 days. This is new, and this is important. One of the great obstacles for shopping around was the negative impact it would have on your credit rating. The rating agencies got smart and did away with this restriction, so bravo for them. But credit card applications have a different scoring model. Every time you apply for a credit card, you take points off your score, typically about 5 points or less for each credit card application. So it pays to do your homework and shop around. Experts suggest that consumers shop around for credit to help minimize the damage that inquiries cause to your scores. So you first do your homework. In terms of credit card applications, doing your homework before you apply will give you an understanding of the qualifications different cards have ahead of time. This way you can, say, avoid applying for a card that requires a high score if your score is low, and avoid the futility of getting a sure shot rejection letter while also having the hard inquiry impact your score. You just want to be a little bit smarter, right? Moreover, it's a good idea to only apply for credit when you need it and time your credit card application so it's not when you have major purchases coming up that could be affected by any recent inquiries on your credit report. So, for example, if there's any likelihood of you applying for a mortgage in the near future, don't apply for new credit because it could lower your score. A lower score may also increase the interest rate on your loan. So hold off on applying for any new credit until after the closing on the home. But don't overly sweat it because on the bright side, the score tends to be somewhat forgiving of negative new account impacts, with any such harm tending to lessen after about 6 months of history. Also, you want to keep an eye on your credit. Immediately after applying for credit, your score may drop a bit, but like I said, this dip isn't permanent. So if you've kept credit balances low and haven't missed making timely payments, your score should recover and even improve over time if you're a disciplined user of credit. And you can always check your score to see how it's been impacted by queries by reviewing your credit reports. You can get free annual credit reports from annualcreditreport.com, and there you can also get copies of your reports from each of the three major credit bureaus, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion, as each may have different information on it. And you can monitor your credit as time passes by, viewing your two credit scores for free, updated each month on credit.com. In addition, now many banks will post your credit score every month on your statement or online, so you don't have to bother getting from the sources I just mentioned. That's convenient, I can surely tell you that. So, when used responsibly, credit makes our lives so much easier and also has side benefits such as frequent flyer points and travel insurance for things like lost luggage and flight delays, purchase protection, fraud protection, and other rewards that are nice freebies to have. So I urge you to pay off your credit on time and in full in each billing cycle to steadily grow your credit score over time.